Good morning. How are you? I hope you're doing well. I'm very sleepy. I'm always so sleepy though. It's a problem, but whatever. I don't have work today, so I'm allowed to be sleepy. So this is going to be my second post on PTA, which is all very exciting. Yeah, so I had a listener. Okay, let me start at the start. So I had some people contact me about whether or not I have an Amazon wish list. I didn't have the time, but I threw a couple things together and posted it, and I had a listener buy me two things from it, and I'm very, very grateful, very thankful, and I appreciate it a lot. They got me a tarot deck and an oracle card deck, so I've been waiting for them both to arrive, because the oracle cards arrived a while ago, but the tarot cards only just arrived yesterday, so I was waiting for both of them to arrive to do an audio, to thank the person that got them for me, and, just test them out. So we'll get into that in a bit, but as I said, I'm sleepy. And I'm really warm and comfortable in my bed right now, so we're just gonna lay here for a little bit. I hope you don't mind. I was gonna take you over to the coffee table, so I had like a surface to shuffle and lay the cards out, but we're just gonna hang out in my bed for a little bit instead. I hope that's okay with you. I hope you've been well with everything that's been going on. I know it's, it can be a bit scary. This is kind of unprecedented in our lifetime. Nothing really has happened, to this scale before. So, it's hard to handle this when you haven't had to deal with anything like this before. but I hope you're looking after yourself as best you can, considering, and staying indoors if you can, if you're not an essential worker or something like that. To help protect yourself so you don't get sick, but also so you don't spread it to other people. I hope you are doing okay and reaching out, to people if you need that human connection, because we all do need it sometimes. And it's very sorry, my apologies. It's very important that we, while we have to physically isolate, we don't emotionally cut ourselves off. That has been a PSA from away. Yeah, I hope you're nice and comfortable. I am. I'm very comfortable. I'm curled up on my side. I'm sorry if I'm a little muffled. I'm like sort of face pushed into my pillow because it's comfortable. Sort of not, because I know you need to at least be able to understand me. Otherwise, what's the point? I'm probably going to edit out these coughs, but if I don't, it's fine. I don't have the virus. It's still just that cough that I've had for a little while now. I'm stretching. Yeah, I've had a cough for a little while now, and I've seen some doctors and everything, and I'm okay. It's just something else, just a common cold or whatever. It's not COVID, so I'm okay. I'm really enjoying just laying here with you. It's nice. It's comfortable. We'll get into the tarot and all that soon, but for now I'm just enjoying this. I'm like so close to just falling asleep again. But I promise I won't do that. I don't know why I'm giggling. I wanted to get a Switch, because I finally have money saved up, and I was like, cool, I can get a Switch. Yeah, no, it's sold out everywhere. A couple places still have the light, but I want to have the option to be able to play it on my TV, so. My fucking luck, right? Like, I finally have the money, and it's sold out everywhere. Most stores say they'll probably get it next month, so I guess I'll just have to wait a little bit longer. I don't know what games to get for it, though. Like, there's so much. Everyone's saying Animal Crossing. I might. I normally don't like games like that, but I've been watching a couple people play it. And it seems like there's enough set tasks to do for me not to just get bored. So I may get it. I really want, I saw that, I didn't know, but apparently you can get the remastered Crash Bandicoot games, the trilogy, for the Switch. So I want to get those because I used to play Crash Bandicoot when I was younger. So, although the one that I played the most was Wrath of Cortex, and that's the fourth one. So, just my luck again. But, I guess that means it's good because I know I like Crash Bandicoot games. And the first three I haven't really played all that often, so it'll be like a brand new experience. And then I like Mario games. Growing up, I had the Nintendo 64. So I would play Mario Kart and Super Mario 64 and all that. So, I'll probably get some Mario. Possibly even Luigi's Mansion, because I love the spooky, scary stuff. It's cute. It's a cute game. I watched some people play it on YouTube. It's a charming game. But I don't know. If you have any specific suggestions on what I should get, let me know. But I can't buy one anytime soon anyway, so none of that matters. I suppose I should sit up, have a look at these cards now. I'm so excited. I'm really, really excited. I'm stretching again. Being curled up in bed with you is very, very nice, but my joints are like anyway. Yes, the cards. I'm very excited. I've opened both of them just to make sure that everything is as it should be, but I haven't used them yet, so this will be my first time using the cards. And we'll see. I'm thinking I'll probably just do like a general reading, just to get a feel. Sorry, baby. Just to get a feel for the cards and see how that goes. All right. I'm so comfortable here. I don't want to sit up, but I have to. All right. Okay, come on. I'll move you too. I got some water here too. Okay. Oh, I don't know how I'm gonna do this, because I don't have a microphone or anything. I am poor. What I do is I normally just hold the phone, because I record on my phone. I hold that in one hand. And then I talk. Which makes it a little difficult when I do my not safe for work audios, because I kind of got to like juggle everything. But we'll see. Maybe I can rest you. I don't know what to do. I should have thought of this beforehand. We'll figure it out. Maybe I can. God damn it. I need a microphone. Oh, maybe I should just get out of bed and stop being lazy. And just go over to my coffee table, because I've got a couple items there that I can sit you up on. And yeah, okay, I'll go do that. Okay. I've been getting a lot of stuff in the mail recently, actually. I recently got a couple new toys that I will be using in an audio shortly. This one, obviously, will be not safe for work. So, if you wanted to, you could follow me or just check on my profile for my not safe for work audios, if that is something that interests you. I'm sure I was halfway through saying something just then, but I don't remember what it was, and everything's in position now, so we're just going to move on. Okay. All right. So, I have my standard tarot deck here. This is the traditional tarot. Rider-Waite, I think. Rider-Waite. It's like the standard tarot. And this is the one I've been using. And then I have my two new babies. Thank you to the incredibly kind listener that bought these for me. And your very, very sweet note. I really appreciated that. So thank you so much for including that lovely, lovely, cute little message. I will enjoy using these. And thank you again. I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful that anybody would want to buy me anything. because it's not something that I went into expecting. even though I got messages about having a wish list, because people wanted to get me gifts, as I was making it, I was like fully expecting nobody to actually get me anything. So when these arrived, I was so excited. So thank you again. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Yeah. Okay. So, the two decks that this person got me, this lovely listener, is the Starseed Oracle. So Oracle decks are, different to tarot. I view them, you can do readings with just Oracle cards, but how I view them is kind of to, get more specific, guidance, to supplement a tarot focused reading. Not all readers do it like that, which is absolutely fine. So I now have the cards out. It comes with, how many cards are in here? Where does it say it? I swear it says it's 53. So the Starseed Oracle comes with 53 cards and a book that explains what each card means. Some suggested spreads for the cards. And a foreword, is that the correct term for something like this? It's got, like a welcome from the, creators. Rebecca Campbell, and the artwork is by Danielle Noel, however you say it. It's stunning. It's such a pretty deck of cards. So it's the Starseed Oracle, and starseeds are, it's got a little section in here about what a starseed is. So I'll just read you a little bit of it in case, because I'm just going to go into this assuming that you don't know anything about this kind of stuff. I feel like that's the safest way to do this, because I feel like if I went into it just expecting my audience, just a general audience, to know what these terms mean and what these cards mean, that would be that would be silly of oh wow. That would be silly of me, I think. I would rather over-explain it than just assume you know it and have you feeling left out. Because the whole point of this is, one, I'm learning all of this myself. So I want to share what I'm learning with you. And even if you're not interested in this topic at all, I think it would be, it's always cool to know more about stuff, you know, and it's a way to make an audio that has a focus, because I think I mentioned this in my last one where I did a journal tour. I don't necessarily want these audios to be me sitting here comforting you. Because that feels like there's nothing wrong with that kind of audio. But to me, who has gone through a lot in my life, it feels very performative and ingenuine to sit here and spew comforting words that don't actually mean anything because I don't know what you are going through, you know? So I want these audios instead to be just a little bit of my day, a little bit of your day, where we can hang out together, and you can listen to me chat about nothing. Just listen to me spew nonsense. So I want to share this little hobby of mine with you. I got into tarot because I have severe anxiety, chronic depression, among other things. And this hobby is because I physically have these cards here. And when I'm feeling fidgety or when I'm feeling anxious, I have like a physical thing that I can shuffle. And, you know, even if you don't believe in any of this at all, which is absolutely fine, I'm not saying you have to, just that physical aspect of having these cards that I can, like, shuffle in my hands and touch is very comforting. And then learning all of the meanings of all of these cards and, how the meaning can change if you have like two cards sitting together. So like if you read those cards together instead of individually, the meaning can change a little bit within context and stuff like that. It's a great, I don't want to use the word distraction because that's not what it is, but it's something that really keeps my interest and my attention when I need it most. So I hope to share this hobby of mine with you to hopefully do something similar for you. Hopefully sitting here hanging out with me as I shuffle my cards and explain what they mean to you can give you an opportunity to have some, what are the words I'm looking for? Have some human connection, on some level, to hopefully comfort you. And, as I mentioned earlier, it's a difficult time for a lot of people having to isolate. So I hope you are able to listen to these and, feel a little less alone while we spend our time together. I'm embarrassed now that got really, Yeah. I got really sentimental. Anyway, so, as I was saying, I'm not going to go into this assuming that you know what any of this is. I'm going to explain things as if you don't know, because I feel like that is the safest option. Because chances are you don't know, which is fine. Let's learn some stuff together. Anyway, so a starseed. So starseeds are souls who haven't only incarnated on Earth. It's believed by some that the unconscious ways in which humans have been living on Earth, war, terrorism, separation, killing, disrespecting nature and animals, etc., led to the planet to send out a call to the cosmos, and waves of starseed souls answered. Starseeds saw incarnating on Earth as a great adventure, an opportunity for an individual growth and an act of service for the collective. Others believe that deep down, we're all starseeds. So basically, a starseed is a soul that has lived lives in other realms, not necessarily just on Earth. This explanation of what starseeds are goes on for like 3 pages. So I'm not going to read it all because that pretty much sums it up. But if you find the concept interesting, I would recommend looking it up because it's pretty cool. again, I don't know if I necessarily believe any of this. I just think learning about different cultures and different people and different points of view is interesting. yeah. And people that believe in this are very welcoming, I've found, and doing no harm. So I think it's fascinating. Anyway, so the other deck my lovely listener got for me is the Ethereal Visions deck by Matt Hughes. And this tarot deck is gorgeous. It's got gold foiling in it. Like, every single card has gold foiling. So it reflects the light. And, oh my god. I've never mentioned this before because I feel like it is personal information that a general listener doesn't need to know. But it's relevant right now, so I'm going to say it. I am a graphic designer by trade. I have a degree. And when I first saw these cards, I was just like, holy shit. You know, these are so gorgeous. The design is stunning. The illustrations, beautiful. And the gold foiling, because a lot of times when gold foiling is added to things, it's often added for the sake of having gold foiling. It doesn't add anything to the actual design. It's just like, hey, look at me, I'm shiny and gold. But like, the gold foiling in all of these cards is stunning. It like adds, it's not overpowering. It's not gold foiling for the sake of being gold foiling. Like, the card I'm looking at right now is Temperance. And it's got a gorgeous illustration of a woman with 2 cups. And then there's, like, a constant stream of water between the 2 cups. And she's, like, got some flowers around her. And then her wings, because she's an angel, her wings are gold foiling. And this is one of the cards that has, like, the most amount of gold foiling. But it serves a purpose. It's not just gold foiling for the sake of it, if you know what I mean. I don't know. Sorry. I get really passionate about design. I'm trying to find another example in here. Oh, okay. So, like, the Judgment card. It's got, so they're, in the sky, there's like the faint outline of a lady, and then there's like clouds, and it like the towards the bottom of the card, it's like the earth, and there's people's souls rising from their bodies up towards the clouds and this lady in the sky. And the only gold foiling on this card is just the top left and right side of the border. That looks like little rays of sun. And that's it. Like, it's absolutely stunning. And the bottom left and right of the border, little flowers with tiny little skulls in the middle of each flower. These cards are so beautiful. When I saw that somebody had bought me this deck in particular, I was so excited. I've been wanting this deck for so long, but I just could never justify spending money on it. Because, as I mentioned before, I don't really have money, so I can't really be buying stuff that isn't a necessity. So again, thank you, dear listener, that bought me these two decks. I am so thankful, and I will use them well, and I will cherish them, and I will enjoy. So thank you. I do know that this deck, the Ethereal Visions, it has two extra cards. So we have Major Arcana and Minor Arcana. Major Arcana is probably the ones you're most familiar with, like Death and the Devil and the Chariot, the Hermit, Justice, the Star, the Moon, the Sun, all of that. And then there's Minor Arcana. And the Minor Arcana, there is four suites? Four suits. Yeah. So there's Cups, Pentacles, Wands, and Swords. And each of them corresponds to an element. And then that can correspond to zodiac signs, horoscope, and all that. And each major arcana, each zodiac sign is linked to a major arcana. For example, I am a Scorpio. So my major arcana is death. And a lot of people get scared when death comes up in a reading, but it's actually very good. It's probably my second favorite card in a tarot deck. So death is, yeah. So I've got the little booklet. This tarot deck comes with a booklet. Most do, to explain the card meanings. So death. Astrological correspondence is Scorpio. So basically, death is like transformation. He is a reminder that you must shed what is old and familiar to become something new. You must break old habits and release that which is hindering you to make room for something greater. So with tarot cards, you can read them in the upright position, or you can read them reversed. So like when you're shuffling cards, if one comes out and it's upside down, you can read that reversed. Some readers don't read in reverse at all, others do. So the upright meaning of death is change, endings, beginnings, and transition. The reversed meaning is resistance, stagnant, immobility, and obsession. There's a lot to learn, which is why I like it. The whole point of telling you all that was to tell you, so this deck comes with two extra cards that aren't in a standard tarot deck. So this comes with number 22, the Well. Astral correspondence is Gaia. The well is the birthplace of ideas, inspiration, and transformation. All things that are birthed from this creatrix. And I'm dumb. And knowledge flows freely to those who seek it. All things are birthed from this creatrix. And knowledge flows freely to those who seek it. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Upright, it means nurturing, opportunity, nature, and creativity. Reversed, it means destruction, endings, cold, and stagnant. And then number 23, the artist. Astrological correspondence. I can't read that word. I sound so dumb right now. Anyway, the artist is the vessel. Is the vessel of creation. This card signifies mankind and shows when you need to open to the knowledge that is available if you stop and set aside the distractions of the human condition and listen. Upright, it means visionary, interpreter, creation, and passion. Reversed, it means unstable, judgmental, restless, and greedy. All right. I feel like that's enough for like just a overview primer sort of thing. So let's get started with these cards. I'm going to do both of my tarot decks, the Rider-Waite and the Ethereal Visions. And then I will do Starseed Oracle to get any additional messages or advice. Okay, so I don't know how this is going to turn up on the microphone, so if it's like really loud, I'll try and fix it post. I'm just going to do a general reading today. I don't have anything particular in mind. I don't have any questions. So the reading, the messages I receive will be very general because I don't have a specific question. A lot of people are like, oh, like, a lot of the times if what you're getting is just a general response, like a one fits all kind of thing, that could just be because you're not asking a specific question. But because I'm doing this for a general audience, I will do a general reading. I will just ask for any messages that the deck has for me. And then we'll see. We'll see what they say. I feel like this is very, very loud. Let me see if I can find something. Oh, I'm done shuffling like that anyway, so. Okay. So how I do it is I just shuffle cards and then any cards that fly out, I'll take. Unless, like, any more than, like, two cards at once, I'll probably just put back in the deck. Yeah, okay, so I'll just do that until I get. I'm going to do three of these and then I'll do three of the Ethereal Visions. So it'll be a six card spread in total. And then I will do the Starseed Oracle. I will aim for probably one, maybe two of those. Depends what we get. And then we'll read what the message is. Okay, here we go. Any general messages? Any general messages that you need me to know right now? So we've had some cards fall out, but there were like four cards at once. So I'm just going to pop them back in. Okay. Three cards, please. Three cards. What do you want me to know? What do I need to know right now? What advice? Okay. So those initial four cards that fell out, one of them was the Six of Cups. I put all of them back into the deck. I shuffled once and that flipped over in the deck. But I put it back in because I was like, that's just because I had just put it back in, so it wasn't sitting properly in the deck. I shuffled and it flipped in the deck again, the Six of Cups. So this is obviously a card I need to take. Okay, so another two cards, please. Oop. Okay, we've got another one, the Knight of Wands. Oop. And the Page of Wands. Okay. I have no idea what this is going to, but we'll see. Okay. So now we're on the Ethereal Visions deck. I haven't shuffled these at all. They're so pretty. Okay. here we go. They're so new, it's like difficult to shuffle these. Oh my gosh, this isn't working. Okay. Okay, we're getting there. Okay. Ooh, these cards are bigger. It's difficult to hold them a little. Okay. Yeah, they're like a little bit taller than my other cards, which just fit nicely into my hand. These ones are a little difficult. We'll see. Okay. Three cards, please. General message. What do I need to know right now? Three cards. What do you want me to know right now? Three cards, please. Just a general message. Three cards, general message. What do I need to know right now? Oh, we've got one. We've got the Tower in reverse. Two more cards, please. Two more cards. I got two cards. Okay. So it's Tower in reverse, the Well, and Five of Wands. There's so much wand energy here right now. I'm pretty sure wands is fire. Let me look. Yeah, wands is fire. So wands is Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. When we're talking about star signs, horoscopes, and stuff. Okay. And this is turning out to be interesting. Okay. So now I have the Starseed Oracle cards. Piece of advice, please. And a piece of what? I got three. We're just gonna take those three. Okay. All right. I'm just getting everything laid out properly how I want it. Ah! Fuck. I picked up my cards to put them back in the box. And, like, a whole bunch of them just spilled out. Okay. Okay, so top row, I have Six of Cups, Knight of Wands, Page of Wands. And that is with the original tarot, my basic standard tarot deck. And then I have, from the Ethereal Visions, I have the Tower in reverse, the Well, and Five of Wands. And then for the Starseed Oracle, I have Star Brothers, Protection, Loyalty, Safety, Trust. I have the Seas of Mintaka, Seeing Potential, Bringing Unconsciousness to Light. And then I have Earth School, Life Lessons, Soul Growth, Study, Higher Learning. Okay. So, Six of Cups is... Okay, so Cups is water, which is my... So, I'm Scorpio. And Scorpio is a water sign. So, the Cups deal with emotions. So, the Six of Cups, this is upright. So, it means innocence, nostalgia, joy, and reunion. Okay. And then we have Knight of Wands. So Knight of Wands, which is fire, fire energy, determination, energetic, impulsiveness, passionate. Okay. Page of Wands. Enthusiasm, travel, creativity, and exploration. Okay. Now we have the Tower, but it's the Tower in reverse. So, okay. The Tower shows up when you are having an illusion. Oh, sorry, living in an illusion. You must remove the mask and expose the truth of the situation in order to change it. Change is difficult. You will be shaken, the familiar will be broken down and removed from your comfort zone. The Tower reminds you to let go and let the ego fall away. So when you get the Tower in reverse, it means denial, avoidance, fear, and reluctance. I feel like they're calling me out right now. And then I got the Well, and this is upright, so it's about nurturing, opportunity, nature, and creativity. Creativity has come up in a couple of these cards now. Interesting. Okay, and then we got Five of Wands. And it's upright, so it means conflict, disagreement, resistance, and competition. That is, okay, cool. That is the second time, like resistance, reluctance. That sort of energy has come up. Cool. Very cool. And now we're on to the Oracle cards. Star Brothers. Star Brothers, you're more protected than you can imagine. It's safe to open the back of your heart. Yeah, that didn't make sense for a second in my head. Okay, you're being called to be open to receiving a new level of support now from those in your life and from your benevolent beings you're connected with. Through ancestral patterning, current life traumas, and past life karmic impressions, many of us have become mistrustful and suspicious of loyalty and have blocks when it comes to receiving support. Wow, I'm truly being called out. Okay. We've learned that we need to go at life alone. That is not safe for us to let our guard down and our heart open. That the world isn't a friendly place. The Star Brothers want you to have a new experience of life on Earth. They want you to feel deeply secure and safe, even if you're going through a difficult time. They want you to hand over your fears to them. Fears again. Okay. To see them as opportunities to let in more love.
They're guiding you to stay open to receiving a greater level of support than you can ever imagine, both in this world and beyond. To call in your team of loyal protectors and supporters, both physically and energetically. They want you to learn to soften through life's ups and downs and to learn to open your heart, especially when it most wants to harden. And then each card comes with like a little question for you to reflect on. And this one's is, how can you open yourself up to receiving more support? Okay. And now, okay, the Seas of Mintaka. I don't think I'm saying that right, but you know. Mintaka is thought to have been a water-based planet containing the most crystal clear waters you could ever imagine. So clear that you could see for miles and miles underwater. The Seas of Mintaka card represents this crystalline clarity of potential and possibility. It's about the ability and the choice to see the potential in all people and situations. This could be one of your natural traits, or it could be a sign that what you're currently doing has great potential. Mintakians also are thought to have been a galactic race who saw the light in everything and everyone. You may have received this card as confirmation that a situation or project has extreme potential and will reach fruition. It's a very positive sign that things are working out for their highest potential of all involved. It's a very uplifting, light-filled card that brings great harmony, contentment, and positive outcomes. The question to reflect on is, how can you see the potential in a situation you're facing? What unconscious patterns are you being called to bring to light? And then we've got the last card, Earth School. Page 60. Okay. Planet Earth is a great intuition for the soul. Wow. Let me start that again. Planet Earth is a great initiation for the soul, and life lessons are the curriculum for which we enroll. These aren't one-time lessons, but themes we choose to circle around, deepening our experience of them as we make our way through the spiral of life. Oh my God. Life lessons aren't only about getting it right, they're also about getting it wrong. Remembering that Earth is a planet of polarity helps with this understanding. Each year the study deepens more and more. If you pull this card while you're going through a difficult time, you're being prompted to remember that your soul came here to grow and learn. Try not to look at difficult times as getting it wrong, instead seeing them as opportunities for soul growth. If you can find a way to grow and soften your heart, that is the second time softening your heart has been brought up, okay. If you can find a way to grow and soften your heart through the highs and lows, your soul is most definitely growing, which is the whole point. Pulling this card can also mean that you're being called to embark on a new area of study or growth. This could be through structured learning, such as university, school, or a training course. If you're having difficulties in a relationship, you're being reminded that these are opportunities for soul growth. After all, relationships are known as the number one way that we grow as souls while we're here on Earth. And the reflecting question is, how are you being called to grow or learn? All right, well, I mean, that's a lot to take in. Bear with me. I am, as I mentioned, I'm still learning things. So I feel like so with the Five of Wands, it's about conflict. I feel like I'm about to expose myself in the timeline right now. I'm in a very It's like, I'm very stuck right now. And I feel like the Five of Wands is talking about not necessarily conflict with somebody else, but within myself, because I don't know what to do. I'm torn between a couple different things, and like, I don't know what path to take. And then the Tower in reverse was about reluctance and fear. And one of these other cards were as well, wasn't it? The Star Brothers, I think, was also about just having that reluctance and fear, but just having to trust. And some of these cards were about creativity and moving forward. And some of them were about seeing the potential. And if this card, I think it was the Seas of Mintaka. The card was about seeing the potential, and if it shows up in a spread, that means you're on the right path. And then the only one I'm a little confused about is the Six of Cups. Nostalgia, joy. It mainly means like somebody from your... Okay, so if it's like a love reading, it means somebody from your past that can be an ex in this lifetime, or it could also mean somebody that you're with in a different, in a, like a past life. But it can also mean nostalgia. It can mean, it can be a warning that you're relying too heavily and living in the past and you're missing the present. I don't think that applies to me. So I'm confused why this card's come up. So you know what? I am going to pull another card to clarify. I'm going to do my new Ethereal Visions deck. I'm going to shuffle and ask for a card to clarify the Six of Cups. Card to clarify the Six of Cups. Clarify the Six of Cups, please. That's too many cards. Please clarify the Six of Cups. Six of Cups. Six of Cups. Clarify the Six of Cups. Okay, we got one. The Magician. So the Magician is about creation. It's about being a manifestor. It's about making what you want happen. I don't understand the correlation still. Let me look at the Six of Cups again. Maybe I'm missing something. Innocence, nostalgia, joy, and reunion. This doesn't seem to have anything to do with the rest of these messages. Because this is all about... in terms of the rest of these messages, I'm getting that it's like... because I've had an idea in my head about a project that I want to start. But I'm kind of scared to. Because I would have to put money into it. And I would have to put a lot of time into it that I don't really have. I'm already pretty stretched thin. So I was taking all of this as a way, as like a message to stop fighting myself and stop letting the fear of what I'm going to have to put into this deter me from actually starting. Sorry, not deter, deter me from actually starting, because it will be a success. So I just have to start. And then this Six of Cups is throwing me off because it doesn't seem to fit with the rest of the message. And then, so I pulled a card to clarify, and it's the Magician, which again would make sense with my other cards, because the Magician, as I said, is about manifestation, seeing what you want and manifesting it. So that makes sense with like this little thing that I want to do. Let me try and pull another one. Clarify the Six of Cups, please. Six of Cups. Clarify the Six of Cups, please. I just got the page of ones again. God damn it. What does page of ones mean again? Enthusiasm, travel, creativity, and exploration. Well, okay, so I got the page of wands twice. So that's really an important message. Enthusiasm, travel, creativity, and exploration. I know that the six of cups is joy. Innocence, nostalgia, joy, and reunion. Okay. I think I know what it is now. I haven't done a creative project just for me in like 2 years, maybe more. So I think what this Six of Cups is saying, because I always get it so stuck in my head that the Six of Cups is about a person. I think what it's saying is that the Six of Cups is this project that I want to do is going to bring back that passion and that nostalgia and that that joy that I once felt when I was doing my art that I have not felt in a very, very long time. And then the page of wands showing up twice is enthusiasm, creativity. I think it's saying that if I can just fucking start on this project, it will be successful. The magician is saying, I will make it happen. The two pages of wands is saying, you know, like creativity, exploration, enthusiasm, possibly travel. But I don't necessarily think that is relevant to this reading. The Knight of Wands is determination, passion. Okay, I think that's what it is. I think the message for me was that I just need to fucking start on this. And it's going to reignite that passion that I once had. And because I have, subconsciously, I have been reminiscing, having that nostalgic lens on like the days I would spend online just creating stuff just for the sake of it. And I haven't had the time or honestly the motivation to do that in so long. I've lost that spark, that creativity. And I think this whole spread is saying, five of wands, stop fighting myself. Stop coming up with excuses. Stop. And the tower is like saying that I'm stagnant and I need to stop letting that fear dictate. Okay. Well, that was interesting. So that was the reading that I got. Wow, okay, I exposed myself. I didn't necessarily mean for that to happen. But here we are. Interesting. Okay. Well, I'm going to pull one card for you, dear listener. So let's see if the cards have any advice for you. Any advice for the listener? any advice for the listener? What does the listener need to know? Do you have any advice for the listener? Any advice? Ooh, no, that's too many cards. Do you have any advice for the listener? One or two cards, please. Any advice for the listener? Apparently they don't have anything for you. Any advice for the listener, please? One or two cards. Oh, okay. We'll see if any more comes out or if we just got that one. Oh, okay. So you've got the Seven of Wands in reverse and the Queen of Pentacles. So, okay, because this is such a general thing, it may not resonate with you at all, which is cool. I'm just having fun here. But if there is somebody that's listening to this and this message does resonate to you, I would love to hear. So you got the Seven of Wands in reverse, which means inferiority, overwhelmed, judgment, and weakness. And then you've got the Queen of Pentacles in reverse. Queen of Pentacles in reversed is imbalanced, reclusive, superficial, and martyrdom. Martyrdom? Is that how you say it when you're being a martyr? You're being called out, listener, whoever this is for. Imbalance, reclusive, superficial, martyr, inferiority, overwhelmed, judgment, and weakness. I'm interested. Let me pull one or two more. See what they have to say. What else do you have to say for listener? Justice in reverse. You're getting a lot of reversed cards, listener. Card number 9. Justice. No, 9's the hermit. Oh, it's 11. Fucking Roman numerals. Justice. Libra. If anyone's of you is a Libras, this message could be for you. The Justice card reveals what an outcome will be determined. Fuck. Let me start again. The Justice card reveals that an outcome will be determined from the decisions you have made. It is a reminder that future actions can be changed by the lessons you learn in the present. It is an indicator that a decision needs to be made. So it came out in reverse, which means dispute, dishonesty, lack of accountability, and corruption. Listener, whoever you are, it's sounding like you've done some fucked up shit. It sounds like you've done something. You made a decision that was dishonest. You aren't taking accountability for your actions. And that is leading to this Seven of Wands, Queen of Pentacles in reverse energy, which again is imbalance, reclusive, superficial, martyr, Seven of Wands, inferiority, overwhelmed, judgment, weakness. I'm going to pull some more cards because I want to know now. What else do you have for listener? What else do you have for listener? The Page of Cups in reverse. Immaturity, insecurity, impulsiveness, and apathy. Wow. Whoever this is for, you made a bad decision. You're not taking accountability for something that you've done. And you're feeling the repercussions of that. You are, insecurity, impulsiveness, immaturity. It sounds like you've made a rash decision on something, perhaps out of selfishness, and you're now paying the consequences. Again, we've got the Justice, so that's a Libra card. You may be a Libra, maybe, it could be that the decision you made has affected a Libra. It could be nothing to do with Libra. That's just the sign associated with that. What did listener do? What did listener do? That's too many cards. I just got like 7 cards all at once. What did listener do? What did listener do? The Knight of Cups. It came out again in reverse. Boastfulness, jealousy, disappointment, and egotism. Maybe you made a selfish decision. Because cups is emotions. So perhaps you made... So upright, the Knight of Cups is advancement, fulfillment, inspiration, and healing. It's usually going to somebody with a confession, to confess to somebody that you have feelings for them. Perhaps you did that, but it was motivated purely, perhaps it was motivated by jealousy. Perhaps it was, dishonesty, lack of accountability. Perhaps you did it at a time that was wrong. Like it was, not a good time. And you knew that, but you did it anyway. And you're now, maybe you got rejected and you're feeling like a martyr, reclusive, inferiority, overwhelmed, judgment, weakness. Interesting. I'm not sure what the exact situation is. It seems pretty intricate and I am not talented enough, and this is a general reading, so I can't really get a specific thing, but I'll ask if they have any advice for you, listener. Any advice? Any advice for listener? Do you have any advice? Any advice? Ooh. Any advice for listener? Any advice? Any advice for listener? Any advice for seem to have any advice for you. Okay. You got death. Transformation. This one was upright, though. So it's a change, endings, beginnings, transition. Death is the harbinger of transformation. He is a reminder that you must shed what is old and familiar to become something new. You must break old habits and release that which is hindering you to make room for something greater. Seems like the advice is to... what I'm getting is to reflect on whatever this is that you've done. And learn from it. And then take that as an opportunity to grow. And to... to just take that as an opportunity to grow and learn and transform. I think that's the advice they're giving. So I don't know, that probably won't resonate for most of you. It seems like a very specific message for somebody. So if that does resonate with you, I would love to hear. Please send me a message. And for everyone else, I hope you enjoyed listening anyway. I'm going to pop my cards away now. So this is probably the end of the audio now. Thank you once again to the generous listener that bought me these two decks. I have some more that I want on my Amazon wish list. If you feel so inclined as a listener. Any decks that anybody buys me, I will make an audio with. I also have some journaling supplies on there because I want to do audios where I like journal. I'll do like a journal entry and talk about what I'm doing and just chat with you. So if you wanted to buy me like some stickers or like some new pencils or anything like that, I've got some pretty cheap stuff on my wish list. I would really appreciate it. But once again, all of that is absolutely optional. None of it is things that I actually need. So please don't feel like you have to get me something. I just want you to know that if you decide that you want to, I will make an audio with it. Because I want to be able to thank you for getting me something, and that seems like the best way to do it. So that's it. Thank you for listening, and thank you for spending your time with me today. As I mentioned earlier in the audio, I got some new toys that arrived in the post, so I'll probably make an audio for GWA within the next couple days. So if you liked hanging out with me and you like my voice, then maybe go keep an eye out for that one and, spend your time with me again. Okay. Well, I'm gonna make myself some lunch and edit this and post it for you all to listen. So once again, thank you for spending your time with me. I hope you're safe and happy and doing well. And just remember that we're all struggling a little bit right now. So please don't feel like you can't reach out to people, because chances are they need someone too. All right.
Thank you. Bye.